Dictation for Christian, Christian, Towery, Towery, July 11, 47. Address as a letter to Dr. Jeanine, G-E-A-N-I-N-E, Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, and V-A, Taginon. Dear Dr. Ernest, consultation for Mr. Towery with progressive abnormal kidney function. He has a long history of hypertension with prior admission to the hospital for hypertensive agency back in the 2017. He is a smoker with underlying COPD emphysema. He follows with Dr. Collar, C-O-L-L-A-R, for ectasia of ascending thoracic artery and arch. He has a history of bladder cancer way back in the 1970s. Used to see Dr. ZK, Dr. Jensen, and now Dr. Witzke. They do cystoscopies every so often to document no recurrence, and CAT scans in the past do not show any evidence of metastasis or local disease. Comes along, wife was not able to participate. He mentioned that his weight and appetite stable over time. 2 meals a day. Denies vomiting or dysphagia. Some constipation or bleeding. Acceptable urine flow. No present cloudiness or blood. No lower abdominal or back discomfort. Apparently PSA has been running high. A remote history of kidney stone. In one opportunity, passed spontaneously. No testing of the stone was done. There was some degree of lower extremity edema and placed on diuretics with good response. Question claudication symptoms. He has documented mild peripheral vascular disease in the past. He denies chest pain palpitations. He's still smoking, presently half a pack per day. Denies purulent material hemoptysis, has not required any oxygen at home. Uses inhalers, no documented sleep apnea, no orthopnea PND. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history, long-standing hypertension, denies diabetes. If anything, runs low glucose. He's not aware of heart disease. Denies coronary artery disease, a heart attack, congestive heart failure, arrhythmia, heart murmurs, valve disease of pacemaker. He follows for this ascending thoracic ectasia and also has an abdominal aortic aneurysm, as indicated above. Peripheral vascular disease, which was considered mild in the past. No deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TSR stroke or seizures. He's not aware of chronic liver disease. There has been prior pneumonia, but has not required hospitalization. The kidney stone, as indicated above. Next paragraph. Surgeries, reported tonsils adenoids, rotator cuff, both shoulders, repair of a ruptured right-sided biceps. His range of motion, both shoulders are restricted. There is severe arthritis, bone on bone. They are talking about potentially joint replacement. There is a prior fall, 5 feet height, and he mentioned that some of the lumbar vertebra were fractured but no surgery done. Some kind of a benign tumor was removed, abdominal wall. They thought it was a hernia. The sample was lost, but there was no recurrence, so behaving as a benign condition. The bladder cancer in 1979 did receive local tumor resection, chemotherapy, radiotherapy, has been followed as indicated above with cystoscopies and biopsies without recurrence. Appendix has been removed. There has been multiple trauma, face, nose, when he was at Vietnam War, requiring surgery. Next paragraph. He started smoking age 10, maximum of 2 packs per day, presently half a pack. Heavy alcohol at the service, presently minimal. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph. Review of system as indicated above. Reviewing record shows a prior inflammatory changes on the right side of the face, I believe 2017. Did not require any surgery. Etiology unknown. Question infection. Next paragraph. Present medications include Norvasc, Pepcid, Allegra, Spiriva, Advair, Celebrex, Sirtec, HCTC, Miralax, Vitamin D, Losartan, Metoprolol. Next paragraph, allergies reported to iodine, Cantras, tetanus shot, Vicodin, and Thorazine, Thorazine. Next paragraph on physical exam. He is 72 inches tall, 167 pounds. I check blood pressure, right sided 100 over 62, left sided 126 over 70. Some degree of minor dyspnea on activity, mild decreased hearing, normal speech, normal eye movements, poor teeth condition, no gross palpable neck masses of thyroid, no gross JBD, no major carotid bruise. He has air trapping, emphysema, COPD changes of the chest without any localized valves or pleural effusion. Appears regular breathing, has an aortic systolic murmur, no pericardial rap, no palpable liver spleen, some overweight of the abdomen without ascites tenderness. There are decreased pulses, popliteal, dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis, capillary refill, no gangrene, minimal cyanosis, no gross edema, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries. In 2017, creatinine was 1.2. 2017 changed to 1.4, 1.5. One point seven, and then recovered by the late 2017 to 1.3. This probably was the effect of medications at the time of admission for the right-sided swelling of the face and exposure to vancomycin. December 2021, creatinine 1.3. January 2022, 1.6. January 2023, 2.3. March 1.8. October 2.1, December 2.1, next paragraph, there is a prior kidney ultrasound, 2019, right side 9.8, left side 9. At that time, no obstruction. There is a CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis with contrast, 2021. Ectasia, thoracic aorta, 4.1. Renal arteries, no stenosis. Superior inferior mesenteric artery and celiac artery, no stenosis. Suprarenal abdominal aorta, 3.1 by 3 centimeters. Plaque on the distal abdominal aorta, including aortic bifurcation. Common iliac arteries, bilateral, as well as femoral arteries, and extensive emphysema of the chest, mild fatty liver. Severe arthritis of the thoracic lumbar spine. The last CT scan, October 23, without contrast, abdomen and pelvis, no malignancy, no kidney obstruction. There is a prior echo, 2017, normal ejection fraction, mild degree of left ventricular hypertrophy, no other abnormalities. Prior ankle brachial indices, 2017, no severe peripheral vascular disease. A stress testing, 10-year, was negative. A repeat echo, 2022, preserved ejection fraction, again minor abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease associated to long-term hypertension. He's a smoker and has evidence of peripheral vascular disease on physical exam with minor symptoms of claudication. Few years back, CT scan did not show renal artery stenosis, although he did have a significant atherosclerosis changes on aorta and iliac arteries. Blood pressure in the office appears to be well controlled. It does not appear to be dehydrated. Denies gastrointestinal losses. Previously, no obstruction, hydronephrosis, or urinary retention. He is following with urology for that remote history of bladder cancer without recurrence. prior A1C negative for diabetes. He did not bring actual medications, only a list that appears some conflict with other medication lists. If true, he is on losartan. He's being exposed also long-term with Celebrex and potential interaction between this and losartan and other blood pressure medicines. I'm asking him to stop the Celebrex and he agrees. He says that he can live with the pain. In his mind, he separates pain control from arthritis issues. Celebrex will not protect the joints or make it any better, so he thinks he can handle without Celebrex. I'm going to do a renal arterial Doppler for completeness. We will follow new chemistries based on chemistries, blood pressure, and renal Doppler findings. We will decide it to stop or not also the losartan and look for alternative blood pressure medications. He's encouraged to discontinue smoking, but he's not ready at this point in time. Other medical issues follows with you and the other consultants, urology and vascular surgeon. We'll follow with you, end of dictation.